Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 19th of March, recording at 8:15 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were, they were mixed here. Maybe a few more up than down. No big action overall. China A shares were up a little bit. The Hang Seng lagging. The Indian market, though, is underperforming here once again. That's same old story, isn't it? Either outperforms or underperforms, nothing in between. Now, looking at the European stock markets, we mostly had very small declines, but hearteningly, the Spanish market and the Italian markets were the exceptions on the positive side, and those tend to be focal points for concern when concern is being expressed. The declines, incidentally, were negligible in the other markets. In the Americas, we mostly had modest gains. Canada was an exception with a tiny decline. U.S. still managed to close up 5.5 points on the S&P 500, although it halved those gains towards the close. Big story was Apple. More on that in a moment. And in long-dated government bonds, prices weakened fairly sharply in the U.S., down almost down over a point in the long bond until the Wall Street gains repaired back, and then they reduced those losses slightly. The U.S. dollar was easier, falling to 79.45. Sterling is up to 158.96. The euro is up to 132.42. Aussie's at 106. Now, precious metals, they'd seesawed a little bit, but ended the day slightly firmer. It was a quiet day overall, it must be said. Gold's at 1663 and change. Silver's at 3292 and change. Platinum and palladium were also up a little bit. Crude oil, 107.91, that's firm on the WTI. And looking at the Brent, that was down slightly, 125.52. Interestingly, the industrial metals were all firmer in here today. That includes copper, which is back up to just over 390. And grains and beans, they got clipped here today. And just checking that rough rice. Rough rice was the exception. That was firmer. But the Chicago grains, reflecting U.S. growing conditions, which had improved, and that caused prices to weaken. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, this remains the best start to a year that most of us can remember. It's anything from 10 to 20 years, depending on which market you're actually looking at. The big story here today and pretty much all year is Apple with its 45% plus gain this year. But today, Apple finally announced the long anticipated or hoped for dividend, and it was quite a reasonable dividend, I think 1.8%. And it also announced a buyback of its shares to the tune of $10 billion occurring between, well, I think starts in September and lasting for 3 years. So say that is impressive. Now, the short-term question is this a case of buy the rumor, sell the news? Well, it might be, quite possibly, if not today, in the not too distant future, because we have had this exponential acceleration up from the rising 200-day moving average. And as I've said repeatedly, that invariably ends badly unless it's in the case of a takeover, and that's certainly not going to be the situation with Apple. So it's hard to know how many more short-term rabbits they can pull out of the hat, and there will be a loss of momentum in here at some point. Incidentally, I posted the two daily and weekly charts for Apple and a short piece on it here today. And if you look at the daily chart, you'll see two small, equal-sized reactions that have occurred in the last month. Now, when you get either a bigger reaction than that, or you get a longer sideways ranging period, that will be the first clear evidence of a loss of upside momentum. And I do think we will actually see that. Now, that may only be of concern to those who have the leveraged positions in Apple, and I think it should be. But on a longer-term basis, so I think there are risks. Obviously, there are short to medium-term risks, but on a longer-term basis, these moves today by Apple are very good news because what they will do is considerably broaden the shareholder base and also improve the quality of that shareholder base, because there's some institutional investors out there who will not buy equities unless they pay a dividend. And so you'll get big quality institutions moving in and picking up Apple, and now some of them have already done so, but that broader base will certainly help Apple over the longer term. Now, what we all know is that it's earnings cash flow that counts here over the long term, but and nobody knows what the long term holds. But what we do know right now is that Apple has performed spectacularly in terms of its products, which have led the market and have built a brand loyalty that's second to none. And it's also in an incredibly attractive area of consumer electronics, which has been developing at an exponential rate, led by Apple. And really, there are no limits to what this can achieve. And I'm talking about developments of consumer electronics, or I'll put it this way, they're limited only by the imagination and intelligence of the people who develop these wonder products. So it's a hugely interesting story, as I've said, as everyone has said. But again, we have some short-term risks here, and given the weighting that Apple has, and because it's been such a bellwether, when Apple finally does get its mean reversion correction, I think you will see something similar for stock markets in general, for Wall Street in general, and that would also invoke the powerful Wall Street leash effect. But that didn't happen today, and we've got a quiet day, but some solid results in here. Commodity markets, well, now let me take the bonds first. U.S. Treasuries have been hit here again today. We may have to wait until we get a bigger consolidation or even a correction in stock markets before we see a rally back underneath the top areas that we clearly see on the 30-year bonds. But the realization that the game is up here, in terms of that whole 30-year bull market, that may well cause this initial move to be bigger than even the bond bears had expected. Excuse me, let's have a little drink of water. Okay, what else to mention? Precious metals. Well, a little bit of steadying down here by gold and silver. And they show a short-term oversold condition, but they're still very much within this medium-term correction phase. So I think we're going to have to wait longer here. I think before we get clear evidence that precious metals are in a position to support the next decent rally. And right now, as I've said before on these broadcasts, that in terms of worshipful sentiment, Apple is the new gold. And currencies, well, steadying action, which is good news overall. So, wrap it all up. We're in a cyclical bull market for equities. It's overbought. We see but downside risk limited to a reaction and consolidation. Bonds, the bubbles burst. Really, only central banks can slow, but I think certainly not reverse the rise in yields that's likely to take place, but it may be slow in the initial stages. After the initial spike upwards, which we'll see particularly in the US market, I suspect. And commodities. As growth improves, we will see more commodity price inflation, but perhaps not for a few more months yet. On that note, all the best.